Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Nagaland government to implement scholarship nodal cell under Directorate of Higher Education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges all organizations in Manipur to embark on path of peace. Prime Minister inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram, including Bairabi-Sairang new rail line. And Deputy Commissioner of Kohima reiterates movement of traffic on affected section of National Highway 2. Now the news in detail. The state government has decided to implement the Scholarship Nodal Cell, SNC, under the Directorate of Higher Education. This was informed by the All Nagaland College Students' Union, ANSU, in a press release yesterday, acknowledging the government's response to its 27-day ultimatum on the matter. More from our correspondent.
The ANSU had served an ultimatum on August 15 demanding that the state government set up separate scholarship nodal cell based on the cabinet decision and approval on June 12, 2019. Acknowledging the state's initiative to respond to its ultimatum, ANSU expressed hope that the government would sincerely execute the implementation of the scholarship nodal cell. The union cautioned that it will resort to befitting democratic protests if there is any further delay in the process of full implementation of the scholarship nodal cell. Asonyo, Akashwani News, Kohima.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all organizations in Manipur to embark on the path of peace to fulfill their dreams and secure the future of their children. The Prime Minister stated this while laying the foundation stone for multiple development projects worth over 7,300 crore rupees at Churachanpur in Manipur. Mr. Modi said the government is satisfied that in recent times talks have been held with various groups in the hills and the valley to reach agreements.
मणिपुर की ये धरती ये क्षेत्र आशा और उम्मीद की भूमि है लेकिन दुर्भाग्य से हिंसा ने इस शानदार इलाके को अपनी चपेट में ले लिया था मैं सभी संगठनों से अपील करूंगा कि शांति के रास्ते पर आगे बढ़कर अपने सपनों को पूरा करें अपने बच्चों के भविष्य को सुनिश्चित करें और मैं आज आपको वादा करता हूं मैं आपके साथ हूं
The 19 multiple development projects include Manipur Urban Roads, Drainage and Asset Management Improvement Project, 5 National Highway Projects, Manipur Infotech Development Project, Working Women Hostels at 9 locations, among others. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Modi said the projects will improve people's lives in Manipur in terms of infrastructure and healthcare.
भारत सरकार का निरंतर प्रयास रहा है कि मणिपुर को विकास के रास्ते पर तेजी से आगे ले जाएं। इसी कड़ी में मैं आज यहाँ आप सभी के बीच आया हूँ। थोड़ी देर पहले इसी मंच से करीब 7,000 करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट का शिलान्यास हुआ है। ये प्रोजेक्ट मणिपुर के लोगों की यहाँ हिल्स पर रहने वाले ट्राइबल समाज की जिंदगी को और बेहतर बनाएंगे।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram. These projects are related to multiple sectors, including railways, roadways, energy, sports, among others. Mr. Modi also inaugurated the Bairabi-Sairang new rail line worth over 8,000 crore rupees, connecting the capital of Mizoram to the Indian Railways network for the first time. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that India is the fastest growing major economy in the world and Northeast is becoming the growth engine of the country.
Mizoram is blessed with talented youth. Our work is to empower them. Our government has already started 11 Eklavya residential schools here. Work is going to start 6 more schools. Our Northeast is also becoming a major hub for startups.
Mr. Modi highlighted that Mizoram has a major role in both the Act East policy and the emerging Northeast economic corridor.
Mizoram has a major role in both our Act East policy and the emerging Northeast economic corridor. With the Kaladan multimodal transit transport project and Serang Humang Buchaihua rail line, Mizoram will also get connected to the Bay of Bengal through Southeast Asia.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister stated that the next generation GST reforms have recently been introduced and it means lower taxes on many products, making life easier for families.
Recently, next generation GST reforms have been announced. This means lower taxes on many products, making life easier for families. Before 2014, even daily essential like toothpaste, soap and oil were taxed at 27%. Today, only 5% GST is applicable.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi also flagged off three new express trains, Sairang Delhi Rajdhani Express, Sairang Guwahati Express and Sairang Kolkata Express. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone of Chitwipui River Bridge on the Lang Tlai Siaha Road. Meanwhile, Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Bairabi Sairang new railway line was a very challenging project involving 45 tunnels and 55 major bridges.
Before 2014, the budget for railway for Northeast was only 2,000 crore. Modi ji increased it 5 times to 10,000 crore. That is the Act East policy of Modi ji. Today, railway projects of 77,000 crore rupees are undergoing construction in the entire Northeast.
This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima, B. Henok Buchem, has reiterated that movement of all forms of traffic, including military and paramilitary vehicles, on the affected section of National Highway 2, Kohima to Mau, near Pesama, will remain suspended from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on all days till further notice. The order from the DC stated that post partial opening of the affected section on 3rd September, it has been brought to the notice of the district authorities of constant violation by the military and paramilitary vehicles, resulting in traffic congestion and disruption of ongoing restoration works. The DC has directed all concerned authorities to adhere to the regulations in the interest of safety and early completion of the restoration works. A district-level orientation program for the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan under Kohima District was held at the Deputy Commissioner's office yesterday. Speaking at the program, Deputy Commissioner B. Henok Buchem said the orientation was meant to equip departments with a deeper understanding of the initiative. He urged master trainers to give full effort in the successful implementation of the Abhiyan, calling them the main keys to unlock many potentials. Meanwhile, the district-level orientation for Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan was also held at the Deputy Commissioner's Conference Hall in Mon District. Addressing the program, Deputy Commissioner of Mon, Wenye Konyak, said the Adi Karma Yogi Abhiyan is an initiative under the Ministry of Tribal Affairs aimed at focusing on empowering grassroots governance and inclusive development to ensure last-mile service delivery in tribal areas. Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Tinojung Shi Chang, said that persons with disabilities can achieve remarkable success when given opportunities. Speaking at an awareness program on early intervention and inclusive quality education at GPS Industrial Village in Dimapur yesterday, Dr. Chang highlighted the importance of early intervention. The DC asserted that while parents play the primary role in identifying and supporting children's needs, the responsibility also lies with the community and society. Under the next generation GST reforms, the government has taken a significant step to ease the burden on the common man by exempting several essential goods from the GST. Under the new structure, consumer goods including ultra-high temperature milk, prepackaged food items and staple foods such as unbranded rice, wheat and pulses have also been exempted from GST. All varieties of bread have been placed under the no GST slab, making them more affordable for households. To ease the burden and make premiums more affordable, GST on life and health insurance premiums is exempted under the new structure. This decision will encourage the wider adoption of health insurance, thereby reducing out-of-pocket medical expenses. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nagaland government to implement scholarship nodal cell under Directorate of Higher Education. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges all organizations in Manipur to embark on path of peace. Prime Minister inaugurates multiple development projects worth over 9,000 crore rupees at Aizawl in Mizoram, including Bairabi Sairang new rail line. And Deputy Commissioner of Kohima reiterates movement of traffic on affected section of National Highway 2. This is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.